Welcome to TNC Talks, a podcast from Town & Country magazine. I'm your host, Danielle Stein-Chizik, deputy editor at TNC. On May 9, 2018, Town & Country held its fifth annual Philanthropy Summit, where thought leaders from around the world gathered for a day of inspiring discussions, panels, and workshops. In this episode, we will get an inside look into City of Hope, an organization at the forefront of cancer research.
Please welcome Linda Malkus, Professor and Associate Chair, Department of Molecular and Cellular Biology, City of Hope.
At the summit, Dr. Malkus spoke on the future of cancer care.
Is this a great meeting or what?
City of Hope is with us for a third year. They work to transform the future of health through the support of their philanthropic partners. And recently, a few months ago, I had the privilege of touring their California campus. And I can say firsthand how overwhelmed with hope I was to really see these breakthroughs in cancer and diabetes research that they are so incredibly focused on.
In its 105-year history, City of Hope has been a beacon of compassion and grown into one of the most prominent and respected cancer and major disease research and treatment centers. Their research has led to four of the most effective cancer drugs and the development of synthetic human insulin used by millions worldwide. A major reason for their acclaimed stature is their team of experts who work tirelessly to innovate and eradicate in the field of life-threatening diseases. One exceptional authority on the matter is Dr. Linda Malkus.
I am Dr. Linda Malkus. I'm the Dean for Translational Science, External Affairs, as well as Professor and Associate Chair of Molecular and Cellular Biology.
Though Dr. Malkus is one of the leading cancer researchers in the world, she never thought the road would lead her there.
I never in a million years envisioned myself becoming a cancer researcher and living in California. You know, I'm a New Yorker, right? I was going to be an astronaut. It's really funny how life turns out. I always say when you see me, what you're actually looking at is Alice, as in Wonderland. And what I did was, you know, like Alice follows the rabbit down the hole, I followed the science rabbit down the hole to one of the smallest things, which is the nucleus of a cell, which is housed this incredibly beautiful molecule, DNA. It's structurally one of the most amazing molecules. So beautiful. And so I followed the path, and it's become the story of my life.
That story began almost 20 years ago while she was working in breast cancer research at the University of Indiana.
And the Indianapolis Star, they wanted to do a story on me, and they were sending a photographer. And the day comes, and there's no photographer, and an hour goes by, there's no photographer, and 2 hours go by, and there's no photographer. And then Steve, or the photographer, shows up.
I'm so sorry, Dr. Malkus.
But he looked very rattled. And he was like, I'm so sorry, Dr. Malkus. And I was like, are you okay? He was going to say yes, and he then said no.
He informed Dr. Malkus that he had just been at the Children's Hospital with his daughter, who, at the age of 8, had already spent the majority of her life battling neuroblastoma. Neuroblastoma is a type of cancer that forms in nerve tissue and affects only about 600 children a year in the U.S. So at the time, not a lot of people or organizations were studying it.
He took a wonderful picture of me. And as he was wrapping up, he said, so what do you do here? I said, come here. And I sat with him for like 2 hours going through my data. And as he was leaving, he says,
I wish you really good luck, Dr. Malkus.
And I said, I wish you good luck, too.
6 months later, Dr. Malkus got a call.
Actually, when he called, he says, you probably don't remember me. I go, oh, I remember you.
It was Steve. His daughter had passed away. Steve remembered the research Dr. Malkus had shown him and asked if he and his wife Barbara could come and visit the lab. So Linda raced to the researchers and said,
we're going to put on a beautiful lunch. We're going to have tablecloths and flowers, and each of you are going to stand up there and talk for 5 to 10 minutes about what you do. And that's what they did.
We found protein that is in cancer cells, but not in normal cells.
And Steve says to me, Linda, thank you so much for this. And I'm like, thank you. You inspire us. And he said, I know you do all this great breast cancer work, but if you could do something for neuroblastoma, it would mean the world to Barbara, his wife, and myself.
Then he presented Dr. Malkus with something truly unexpected.
And he gave me a check for $25,000. and I was floored. I kept staring at the check, and this was heart money, you know, it was sacred money. And I wanted to do something really important. And I work with my husband, and I turned to him, Bob, because I thought, you know, I have this funny protein I found in cancer cells, that not normal cells. And I said, do you think we can make a drug against it, Bob? And he said, sure, why not? There are moments in your life when life tells you or offers you that choice, your fork in the road. You can just say, oh, well, I'm not going to do this, or, you know, that's too hard, I don't know anything about that. Or you just say, I have to try.
And so she began the long, tedious process of sifting through over 6.5 million compounds.
You know, remember, 99% of what we do in the lab doesn't work, you know? That's why I always say I have to tease my hair because I run into the walls.
But then she found something that showed promise.
Serendipity, it really is. In that, City of Hope called up and said, Dr. Malkus, every year we ask people to come and review our programs. Would you come? And I came out to City of Hope, and in the course of a day, I realized that they had set up an infrastructure of people and resources, physical structure, that could take an observation made on a lab bench out to the clinic. So I always say about City of Hope, I call it the field of dreams. Because if you can dream of a therapeutic, be it a cellular or biologic or small molecule, you can make it right on the campus and give it to a patient.
City of Hope has grown tremendously, but it started simply with two tents on a small plot of land in Southern California and the strong desire to help its community.
I'm Kristen Bertel, Chief Philanthropy Officer at City of Hope. City of Hope is an amazing organization. We've been around for more than 100 years, and it really came together with a group of families that really wanted to work with families who had tuberculosis in the community.
On a hot summer day in 1912, on a crowded street in Los Angeles, a stranger from the east falls to the sidewalk, victim of the dread white plague. In the crowd that gathers around him are two kindly, charitable men who come to the assistance of the stricken man. Realizing that he is beyond all earthly help, they pass among the crowd for funds to send his body back to his family. Thus begins one of America's greatest humanitarian projects, the Los Angeles Sanatorium, our city of hope.
And they felt this need to help patients who were suffering from tuberculosis, and City of Hope evolved out of that once TB was solved in the community. So we evolved into a comprehensive cancer center, and then several years later also evolved into a mission for diabetes.
City of Hope broke ground with their development of a new way to treat diabetes, which led to the creation of one of the most prominent diabetes drugs, Humulin.
And so one of our investigators, his name is Art Riggs, and talk about a forward-thinking guy, and he says, you know, maybe we could make the human protein, stick it into like a bacteria and let them raise gobs of it. We could have these tanks. And people laughed at that. And he proved it right. And eventually that discovery led to the drug Humulin, which my mother took. It's humanized insulin. So it's helped millions and millions of people around the world. Again, the same man, he goes, I wonder if I humanize the antibody, could we make them into drugs? And now four of the major antibody drugs that are used in the clinic are because of his technology.
In the last few years, there have been a vast array of breakthroughs surrounding life-threatening diseases, and this is largely due to the way that thinking about these diseases has evolved. Where scientists once sought only one cure for cancers, they are now taking a much more individualized approach.
And now we realize there is no magic bullet. We're going to have bullets because there are so many, many targets. I mean, we understand things about cancer now that we didn't even know 20 years ago. We're moving away from thinking of cancer as a singular disease or a disease of a particular organ, like the breast cancer, the colon cancer, the. We're actually moving to a time where we're looking at the cancer as a molecular mechanism.
We are living in a revolution. Diseases like cancer or Alzheimer's or diabetes used to be looked at as almost a curse, a problem with an impossible solution, But that is no longer true. With this new personalized approach to medicine, physicians, scientists, and organizations can develop specific therapeutics to combat each individual disease. For example, City of Hope has an incredibly strong cancer immunotherapy program. They are a leader in using CAR T cells.
CAR T cells are taking your immune cells, doctoring them up a little bit, so that they can go back in and really kill off your cancer. We have a wonderful researcher, Christine Brown, at the City of Hope, who actually took a patient who was technically in hospice almost. I mean, I think they gave him 8 weeks to live, treated him with the CAR T cells, and the images are just mind-blowing.
City of Hope works tirelessly to find new cures and bring them to the people who need them most. At any given time, they have about 300 clinical trials ongoing and more than 30 therapeutic approaches in the pipeline working their way towards the clinic. One of the most exciting developments they have currently is something that Dr. Malkus is working on herself, inspired by the very one who brought Dr. Malkus to City of Hope in the first place.
7 years later, we are going to clinical trial against a brand new drug at the end of this year, against a target that has never been used before. And the thing is that it doesn't just treat neuroblastoma, it seems to be effective against all cancers. I get a little verklempt because, you know, I started from ground zero to go and make a new drug. And this is the power of philanthropy. The name of this drug is AOH-1996, and it stands for Anna Olivia Healy. Her birth year was 1996. I always say that I have a small 9-year-old girl that sits on the shoulder, and now she sits on all your shoulders. Never underestimate what you can do. You may inspire a dream in somebody else to chase the mission that maybe you can't do. But we're here to inspire each other. We have way more power than we think we do. Thank you.
What sets City of Hope apart really is a couple of things. Our compassionate care, one of our creeds that we have at City of Hope is there's no profit in curing the body if in the process you destroy the soul. And that just, it's at the center of everything that we do is what are we doing to support patients when they're going through a journey of cancer. The second thing that sets City of Hope apart is our structure. We are an independent, comprehensive cancer center. We move very quickly.
In fact, our saying is we're 150 yards from the bench to the bedside.
Wait is a four-letter word for a patient who has cancer. We very fundamentally believe that we want to get tomorrow's cures and discoveries to patients today. And the fourth thing that sets us apart is partnerships. And that's where philanthropy comes in. My job is to look at those opportunities to bring our partners to City of Hope, people who believe in our mission and our vision and our values. And it's those partnerships that really propels us into bringing this mission to everyone. I look at philanthropy as vision giving. It's about changing the world. And at the end of the day, you should be looking for organizations like City of Hope that are about impact. They're about things that matter to you. So if it matters to you, speed to cure, if it matters to you, compassionate care, if it matters to you about solving cancer and diabetes, City of Hope's the place to make that happen. For me, when I give to my own charities, I want to look at that return on investment. And it's the investment of the heart. It's the investment of the hope that you're hoping to get in return. City of Hope has more than 100,000 donors every single year who give. Some donors who have been giving to us for 40 and 50 years. Some donors have been giving to us for 4 or 5 weeks. We want them all to be part of our journey. That partnership and that relationship that we have with our donors, we want them to be and feel part of the family. There are many ways to get involved with City of Hope, through volunteerism, through philanthropy. We have more than 12,000 volunteers who participate and support in various activities. We have more than 300 events that we run throughout the year. We have people who set up online giving pages during their birthdays or weddings or special times of celebration throughout the year. We have lots of different angles to get involved. And what I'd encourage people to think about is the stage that they're in. What's important to them? How do they want to get involved? And I would argue there is definitely a way for you to connect and then to build that relationship with us as you work with us on our mission.
So Steve and Barbara, I remain in contact with them. In City of Hope, just a couple of years back, invited them to an event. It was up in San Francisco, and it had a room of like 1,000 people in it. And the entire 1,000 people stood up to applaud them. You know, they didn't have to give me a check for $25,000, but for their honor, they did. And Steve said to me privately, he said, "I'm really happy that Anna has a legacy. So a little 9-year-old girl I never met changed the path of this lady." And that's all it's about, right? The impact of person to person.
City of Hope is a world-renowned research and treatment center for cancer, diabetes, and other life-threatening diseases. To learn more about our leading-edge research, treatment options, clinical trials, and more, visit cityofhope.org.
City of Hope is a place of the impossible becoming real.
It's a place of compassion.
City of Hope's mission
is to bring tomorrow's discoveries to people who need them today. At City of Hope, we're fighting for your family.
For every cancer patient.
We're fighting for everyone.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of TNC Talks. Please rate and review us on the Apple Podcasts app, and we'll see you for the next episode of TNC Talks.